That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Totally.
Tell me something. How was your COVID deal?
I got an appointment.
Oh, yeah?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
That was fast.
It was. And someone gave me a phone number that had worked for them at a family planning center. I was calling the online number, and I was getting nowhere. I only called twice, so, you know, other people were doing it and having success, but they're getting in this huge traffic jam line at Petco Park, and it just looked, I mean, I imagine there's one today. It's just all the streets around Petco Park are just gridlocked.
So basically, this is in San Diego. So basically, they're doing mass inoculations at the.
Yeah. So I went through a clinic,
the baseball
though.
Stadium.
Yes. So I went through a clinic though. A friend who got an appointment immediately that day and went in 3 minutes and they were stuck. You know, got their vaccination and. So I had to call but two or three times to get past a, you know, busy signal. But then I did and made an appointment for tomorrow.
Huh. So you're going to be, that's the first one, right? Then you got to come back and get a second one or something?
Yeah, that's already scheduled too.
Wow. What's that going to run you?
I'm not sure how I'm going to pay for this. In fact, I'm not going to pay for it because it's free.
Oh, there you go. Even better.
So I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. How do you pay for something that doesn't cost anything?
You got to dance.
I might do that.
So, I mean, you're going to be, wow, that's exciting. You're going to be fully vaccinated. And then what? Like, you don't even have to wash your hands anymore. All bets are
well. Out. Yeah, and I don't know. I guess I'll be advised on, you know, masking procedures after you've had the vaccination and all that kind of stuff. I think you still got to do it for a little while. I've known some people that have gotten it. They're still wearing the mask, so I think that's part of the deal.
I guess they don't live in Texas.
One of our letter writers asked about that today.
Oh, about Texas?
Yeah.
What did they ask?
Well, Alan Ruckus of Houston asks, do we think Texans are Neanderthals?
Come on. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your constructive. I can't believe you read that. No, Texans are not. Let's not get an argument between Alan. And he's in Houston, too.
Yeah.
No, of course not. We don't think that. We just think there's a lot going on at the very top, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, of course, he's referencing Biden's reference to non-masking as being Neanderthal thinking.
It looks good on a headline.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure it's helpful, but it's good on a headline. Well, I think it's funny because the governor's mansion where the governor of Texas, Abbott, actually lives with his family.
Right.
They do tours. It's a historical building, of course. So they do tours of the building. You know, not where they stay, but in the general, you know, same building.
Yeah.
Those tours are not happening right now. The sign says that because of COVID, they can't provide a safe space in there for people. Since the governor lives there.
Right. So that doesn't sound like Neanderthal thinking.
Well, yeah, but the same guy that doesn't want people coming in to do the tour at his house lifted
has opened up the state.
For the entire state. So it's okay for you guys to do it, but if you guys want to come to my house, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Neanderthal is the right word, but there's definitely some misguidedness happening at the very top.
I would agree with that. It's certainly misguided. I probably don't go along with the Neanderthal thing, though. I actually have a good deal of respect for Neanderthals and the things that we've learned about them in the last couple of decades. They were definitely more not the knuckle draggers that they've been characterized at previously.
So when you hear a Texan as a Neanderthal, you feel insulted for the Neanderthal part of it.
yeah, kind of, right?
I got you. Okay.
But certainly it's as the CDC says, and as every, you know, scientist with, you know, any expertise in the COVID is, it's too early to, you know, stop the precautions. And I think that's, you know, so I trust that.
Well, no, you're fine. You can go anywhere you want. You don't need a mask. Just don't come into my house. So stay the fuck out of my property. But other than that, you're good to go.
Well, I don't know. That sounds a bit Neanderthal to me. If the Neanderthals were the knuckle draggers that we once thought they were.
A lot of vaccine will have enough doses for everyone in the country by May. So that's ahead of schedule.
Right.
So that's good.
That is good.
So we are going to get out of this.
Yeah. And so I've been holding off going to the dentist, other doctor's appointments, going to visit my parents until I get the vaccine. And once I get it, I'll feel a lot better about, you know, doing all of those things. But until then, caution.
A lot of hand washing.
Yeah. As far as like hand washing goes, I may be a big hand washer from here on out. We'll have to see. No colds, no flu. Wow. That's kind of cool. Some of that's got to do with masking and hand washing. And I'm sure I'll be glad to, you know, take the mask off whenever. But the hand washing might continue.
So I don't want to interrupt you, but there's a lot of new listeners to the show. So should we let them know that this is about it? This is kind of they might be waiting for something flourishing or something to happen, but this is it.
So, this is what we do, yeah.
This is literally it. In fact, this was probably more exciting than it normally is.
Right.
So judge it on. Did you want to do more letters or?
I got one more. Did you have some letters?
In, well, yeah, because people are writing in right now. So
yeah.
Do you want to do one of the ones that just wrote in?
Would you?
Sure. Pete from Bethesda. I don't know, where is that?
Okay.
Okay. I don't. Is it Oklahoma? You're saying it's in Oklahoma. Pete from Bethesda writes that he's very disturbed by the Biden backpedaling on the amounts of the stimulus. And most disturbing, he feels it's coming from moderate Democrats, not Republicans.
Ah.
Is there anything to that? What's Pete talking about?
I know that that some Democrats are dragging their feet a little bit. Of course, mostly it's Republicans that want to do the reduce the stimulus. You know, the $1.9 trillion they think is way too much.
Okay, well, Pete says that it's moderate Democrats that are pushing back. What is he talking about? Is Pete confused or?
Well, honestly, I couldn't corroborate Pete's concern on moderate Democrats fudging. Have you seen anything? I haven't.
No, but this is not the first I've heard of this, so.
Pete, we're going to research this, and we'll get back, and we'll discuss it on a future program.
You just told him.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I say it again to him, Pete? We're going to. What'd you say, Pete? We're going to research it.
I think it sounds like bunk, but we'll find out.
It sounds bunkus, but we're going to look into it anyway.
Right.
Thanks for writing in. It's very astute. Casey from Vancouver is asking why the coup was canceled, and also if there's a website where America lists future coup dates, aid, and trip planning.
Uh-huh.
That's very funny, Casey.
Is she being serious?
No, I don't know, but there was no coup today. Is that correct? Today was the day.
Oh, is it the 4th of March was?
No, it's today. So March 4th, yeah, today. Is it supposed to be today, or is it the 6th?
You're right, it was the 4th. I was thinking the 20th, but that's January. The 4th, that was supposed to be it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets, as they say.
Yeah, it was March 4th. March 4th, Casey, nice try. It was the 4th.
I guess the coup was canceled.
So maybe that's what happened. Maybe everyone thought it was the 6th and didn't show up. So that's possible, too.
Yeah, what if they gave a coup and nobody came?
We just found out today.
As it turns out,
a lot of National Guard guys got overtime. That's what happened today. So.
Well, I know QAnon Shaman was very upset that Trump didn't pardon the rioters, the insurgents, the coupers.
the dumb Klux Klan. What were we saying? Klux Klan.
I was going somewhere. I'm not sure.
So yeah, no coup.
No coup. No
coup for you. Their heart was in the right or the wrong place, but it couldn't come together at the end. So. Back to the drawing board, QAnon. I wonder when the next apocalypse will be for QAnon. When do you think?
You gotta go.
That
brings up an interest in where does QAnon go from here? I think they go down the toilet.
Well, they were already in the toilet, but I see what you're saying. It's circling. The water's circling. It's trying to find nether regions of the sewer system.
There are still, I was listening to the QAnon Shaman, or reading what he was, saying, and he sounded defensive, like, before there were, we're taking the country, and, well, hey, I thought, it was where he was kind of sounding like today. So that's not as vehement, not as aggressive. Circling the drain. It seems.
Are you purposely saying shaman instead of shaman on purpose? So it has the word shame in it. Is that what you're doing?
A shaman. That is an alternate pronunciation of shaman, yes.
Annie from the UK is wondering why we're not covering the Cuomo allegations.
Right.
Hmm.
So, and he's not quitting.
Easy.
So
all right.
Think
this through.
I don't have enough information to say whether he should quit or not.
That's a real cop out. That's a real cop out for people.
I'm not sure that we do. Somebody else.
What do you need? Three women have come forward. What do you need?
It
is what it is, Ben.
What was the New York Times piece, sex and the single governor?
I think you gotta string them up. If there's any legs to any of this, I think you gotta, that's the deal.
Well, it sounds like it's inappropriate, hitting on women, right? What does that consist of?
Well, it consists of a person that's in an elected position, high-ranking position, making,
Can't he try to get a date? Can't
not
he try to get a
date?
Not with his underlings. I get that,
not
and I agree with that.
Not with people that work, not with people that work for him. No.
Right.
That's it.
Right. So it sounds to me like there should be some kind of punishment or castigation or something,
or
and maybe that sounds a bit extreme to me, but depending on what he actually did, asking for a kiss, okay, definitely inappropriate, but
Don't you think it's a little disingenuous when Trump is accused and we're like sticking in prison, but then Cuomo gets accused, we're like, well, let's see the evidence. That sounds strangely familiar to like a black kid getting killed and they're like, well, let's look at his record.
Yeah, right.
You
can't divorce it from the level of egregious behavior, and grab him by the pussy, pretty bad. Of course, that wasn't directed at a woman.
And that was two guys talking in private in a locker room. That was not
a locker room.
I'm just saying they were on a bus. They weren't in a public area. They weren't being broadcast. They were
a couple of dudes.
I'm not saying it's a great. They were broing down. It's not a great conversation. It's not the finest moment for either of them. It'll only cost one of them their career. But not a good moment. But that's a little different than when you're in an office setting and now you're trying to get laid with your intern. If that's what was happening. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
I think it needs to be aggressively investigated. How about that?
Yes, absolutely. I want the details. I think we need the details, and I think the details on the behavior of a governor should be forthcoming and an appropriate action taken, up to and including possibly resignation. Maybe not, though. That kind of dovetails into another one of our letters. Wanda Jeffers writes from Poughkeepsie, are you guys part of the cancel culture?
Poughkeepsie sounds like a made-up word, doesn't it?
I know, doesn't it? But it's a real city in New York, apparently.
I understand that's a real place, but it does sound kind of made up. Are we part of the cancel culture? No, but I mean, I think we're moving into an era of accountability that feels like cancel culture because we're moving from an era of no accountability. So,
I think first of all. First of all, I think we'd have to ask, what does it mean to be canceled?
Well, I know what she means by cancel. Well, I think I know what she means by cancel culture. That seems to be a term that the right is throwing out.
You know, mostly the right. However, Bill Maurer says it's real. And he came up with some examples that included people who he thought got fired from their jobs for some pretty silly reasons. So,
right. Well, there's going to be collateral damage. I mean, look, look what was gotten away with for how many forever. You know what I mean?
Well, right, right.
As we figure out what our society is going to function like, our new enlightened version of society, there's going to be some
casualties.
it's going to be messy, and there's going to be casualties, and there are going to be some people that get strung up that didn't need to be.
And it concerns a line, too, that not everyone draws in the same place.
And where we'll end up with an agreed-upon place as a functioning of the society will happen over time with a lot of stabs at it. So eventually someone will try to string somebody up without cause, and it won't be enough. We'll be a little more tuned into it. We'll have more of a working definition as far as the society goes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the concept...
Right now, we're feeling it out right now. We're feeling it
sure.
out.
Sure. Well, the concept has been around for a few years. It started online, and it's grown hair since it first erupted. It just basically, at first, it meant, I'm not going to go to this store. I'm not going to support this person with whom I disagree with their views or policies. And that's kind of all it meant, you know. So really, I mean, everybody kind of does that. You don't want to support people you don't like, you know, and so, but then it got to where, you know, people are getting fired from their jobs and people were getting butt sore over that. I think the current, current discussion, concerns, Dr. Seuss and, the Dr. Seuss Foundation that curates his books has, you know, taken six of the books offline because there's some uncomfortable racial stereotypes, characterizations in the book,
yeah.
particularly Asian.
So they did it.
They did it. Yeah. I mean, it's not them being, you know, canceled. They're canceling themselves, basically. But people who like Dr. Seuss, and it's, this one is coming from the right, primarily.
Yeah, I can't believe we're now how will kids know that some African kids have bones in their noses?
Right, you know, right.
Like,
or
why are we changing? Yeah.
Asians with ultra slant eyes kind of thing.
Yeah. In case you weren't sure, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrific. You know, they pulled them out, they pulled them voluntarily. Here's the thing, when a media person gets canceled because they get fired because they said something off color and it got caught on camera or on tape or whatever, you know, it's not the liberal media and liberal doing that. It's the parent company that owns the performer, yes?
I mean, yes.
People complain, but ultimately your beef is with Westinghouse or Viacom or whoever, you see what I'm saying? Whoever's bankrolling the show.
Yeah.
They're the ones that made the decision. It was a financial decision. This guy's toxic. We don't want him in the house anymore. We don't want him associated with the brand anymore.
Part of this is because perceptions of what is, a racial insult has changed and continues. When Dr. Seuss wrote, you know, To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street and included an Asian drawn with a slant eye, that really wasn't considered a denigration of a race. And, you know, where it is now, the term Negro is unsavory right now, whereas it was the respectful term 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all very difficult to keep track of.
What do you do about an actor like Stephen Fetchit?
Now you're asking about minstrel shows.
Not exactly. No, he was a brilliant character actor in 30s movies and 40s movies that had a very uncomfortable characterization of the race, the slow moving. The thing of it is, he was funny. I saw a
the thing of it is, he was funny. This is what you're saying.
Yeah. He's a brilliant actor. He took these roles, and a lot of people would say that he should not have taken those roles, but he actually made inroads into, you know, hiring black actors for actually having done that. There's a it's a Little Rascals episode that he's in where it, like 10 minutes he's riffing with this broom, and it's hilarious, it's absolutely brilliant, but includes the uncomfortable stereotype.
Okay. I probably wouldn't do anything about that, you know. I'd like to try to keep the battle as current as possible.
Yeah.
Some stuff that's archival or ancient, you know, those were Neanderthals back then.
Right.
So we wouldn't expect anything more out of them, but today, you know, we're talking people today are more sophisticated
and should be,
or at least held to that
more state. Discerning about that.
Absolutely. It's weird. It's, you know, art, you know, I guess you have a little leeway with art, but look, you know, you shouldn't be, the reason why we have so many problems and such divisions in the society is it's been okay to look at people as different. It's been okay to do that. It's been permissible. So for a long time.
So there's you know, there's that part of it. Then there's the part where somebody like Green, the new the new Georgia representative, saying that Nancy Pelosi should be killed and all the other crazy things that she says, and then gets criticized for that, and she's claiming cancel culture.
Yeah, why don't we cancel her culture? Can we do that? Is there a way to...
Right. Well, I mean,
like,
she was
really
taken off committee.
Do we really have to wait 2 years? Do we have to wait 2 years to vote her out?
She was taken off committees now.
I mean, they should do the 25th Amendment on
so
her.
So that's what she's calling cancel culture. So is it? I'd say that's a misuse of the term. She did said some really horrible things that a person in government should not say. You know, I'm just going to say that right out.
She represent?
Georgia. Well, not the state. It's a district up in northern Georgia.
Hmm. Sounds like a nice place.
Right. She's queuing on to the max.
Should ask her what happened today.
Right. And, of course, Matt Gaetz is complaining about Liz Cheney. So that's GOP on GOP cancel culture.
Hmm.
It's a silly term, I think, because it really refers to any criticism. Oh, I'm being canceled.
Especially since there's typically no culture involved.
Right, you know, right.
Seems like a weird thing to attach to the thing. No one's trying to cancel your culture. You would have to get some first. What we're trying to do is get you to conform to the actual society.
So I think that answers Wanda's question. Are we part of the cancel culture? No.
Okay. Thanks a lot for writing in, Wanda. That's it. No more. That's enough.
All right. Yeah, enough of that.
I'm shutting the thing. Okay. You don't have to write in now anymore. So
there's gonna be an asteroid, large asteroid, tomorrow. I'm sorry to report to you that it will miss us.
Well, you could have led with that.
Well, you've been praying for the asteroid. For how long? I don't know. But
I wouldn't say
this isn't the one.
But hopefully optimistic, let's say. Big one though, huh? Are we gonna get
one? It's gonna fly right by. Nah. Won't even see it.
During the day, huh? Bummer. I'm so happy that you're getting vaccinated. Good for you.
I'm really happy too. I mean, I'll go to visit my parents. I'll go to the dentist. And to think I saw it on Mulberry Street. I don't know where that came from.
But now we're not doing letters. Now there's no show. The show's over. See? I knew this would happen.
No news.
There is news, though. There are a lot of new listeners, and I don't want to, knowing that because they're doing some things, so there's a bunch of new, here's the thing. I don't want this to be an exciting, like, necessarily good show today. Does that make sense?
Oh, no.
Well,
what do you mean?
Because I don't want the bar to be set so high that we then can't.
Oh, for the new listeners.
Exactly. So I think we come out the gate limping, you know. Certainly there's going to be some attrition from that, but I mean...
That sounds like strategy.
It sounds like the reverse of strategy, but it could work.
Well, it sounds like a strange strategy, but it still sounds
like...
That's
why I like it.
There's an agenda here. We're not going to be very good because we got to get better later.
No, the agenda is to try to turn people off as they approach the product. That's the agenda. You know what I mean? We only want hardcore devoted listeners. See what I'm saying?
Well, that might be it. That might be exactly what
look,
we got.
Eventually we're going to have to root. I think that's all we have, actually. But okay, I think we got, eventually, we're going to have to root this thing up and move it over to someplace, sell it. You know what I mean? So you can't have a bunch of people that are just locked into their thing. They got to be really militantly following the show. You see what I'm saying? So that. In the interest of that, you put out an inferior product that few people will love. Does that make sense?
No, but you're a lot more attuned to that kind of business strategy than I am, I have to admit.
I'm absolutely not. I just came up with this. But is there anything you've heard it now as a philosophy, is there anything to this? Or do you think we should try to be better? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think we should try to be anything. We're just a couple of guys having a conversation. A couple of hillbillies. We try to be knowledgeable about what's going on in the world, bring that to some people, bring that to whoever listens, and they can be informed and have a real person's perspective. We're not journalists. We're not,
except for the fact that we're not journalists, everything you said was incorrect.
Really?
180 degrees. Absolutely. I lost.
Okay, track. Tell me how.
I was going to write it down as you were saying it. we are not informed. Nobody's learning anything from us. Believe me. In fact, people are writing in saying that they're not learning.
Well, no, that's kind of what I'm saying. We're not journalists. We're not, bringing vetted.
No, definitely not.
News to them. We're like they. We're looking at what's coming in. We're looking at the news, and we're kind of reporting on how it lands on us.
Do you have your TV on right now?
No, I gotta.
You're not seeing the breaking story right now.
Washington, what is the breaking story?
Invisible Coup. They think the coup is happening, they just can't see it in this world. But people can feel it. People feel uneasy downtown. So, I don't know.
Well, amazing. That is amazing. What is this, BBS or something?
No, there's no story.
Okay. All right. I didn't think so.
Well, I guess that's it then. Look, it's a short one. There's no news today. So, there's no news. So,
it's kind of unnewsworthy, isn't it?
Yeah. There's nothing. I mean, the economies of the world are opening back up again. People are starting to book trips, for the fall, for the spring. So that's great. That's smart, to book
right
and that kind of stuff. I think it's going to turn back on, and I think in the fall we're going to have a great fall, and then we're going to be doing Halloween pumpkin stuff. No problem.
There'll be parties.
It'll all be back to normal. June we'll have parties. We'll be partying in June, big time.
Well, I want to get back in the club, see some bands, maybe perform myself. I can't wait. But there's no choice. You have to wait.
I want to.
But soon. Soon. The end is in sight.
Not have a mask on, maybe, or just have it on but not be worried.
your nose is still out and...
I mean, I probably will be wearing a mask in June anyway, just to be safe, probably, even if I'm vaccinated. But nonetheless, I don't know if my life...
Unless you're in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Texas is going to have a spike, or do you think the vaccine will catch up to the stupidity and beat it?
Well, we'll see. We'll find out about that spike.
You realize...
You see,
no
saying it's too soon, too soon.
It's a little soon. I mean, a lot of people are getting vaccinated aggressively, but it's still pretty soon. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the end of the show then. No, for right now. I almost did quit the other day though. Totally. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get into it. Save that for another show. Alright, let's kill it then.
Good morning. Let's kill it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
It's a good morning.
Good morning. Thanks to all the new listeners. I'm sure you enjoyed this.
So this was our less than stellar performance, just so
tune
that
in,
next
tune
time...
Tune in for more of this. Tune in for more of this.
And it'll be so much better.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Oh, you're right?
Right.
Oh, okay. That's oh, wow. That is so much better than they were last time.
Exactly. See, you got to clip that. You got to clip that out if you can. Thank you. Thank you, Rev.
Thank you, Man Cake.
And thanks to everyone. See you next time.
See you next time.